Every January, multitudes of Americans start the new year by making a New Year's resolution. This year won't be like last year, they resolve in their hearts. This year I'm going to change. And so they determine to finally quit smoking, lose weight, or make some other alteration in the course of their lives. This is faithfully followed by television and radio ads filled with helpful things to aid them in keeping those resolutions. The sales flyers in the paper are chock full of exercise equipment, diet products, anti-smoking gums and patches, and on, every little thing they could possibly make money on in the name of helping you keep your New Year's resolutions to get in shape, lose weight, stop smoking, or whatever. Now, I suppose there's no great harm in these New Year's resolutions. They are simply our attempt to make our lives better. But what the Lord is really looking for in this year is for believers to begin to live the new life revolution He died to give us. Jesus died not to give us a better life, but a new life. God's mercies are fresh every morning. In the kingdom of God, every day is a new beginning, and so He desires us to live a life in which every day is New Year's Day.